There are those who will tell you that the story of God commanding Abraham to sacrifice his son Isaac was a test of Abraham's faith. But Abraham did not need another test of his faith. He had already left his home and all that he knew in obedience to God. He had already endured circumcision in obedience to God. I think there's a deeper and more profound understanding of these events when Abraham and Isaac went up on the mountain, when Abraham started to kill his son, and when God himself provided the sacrifice. The year in which these things occurred was about 2000 BC, 4,000 years ago. The place was the Middle East. All around Abraham and the world in which he lived, the people were worshiping fertility gods. Among the beliefs of the people was the conviction that no sacrifice, no offering made to the fertility gods was more efficacious. No sacrifice was more pleasing than the sacrifice of their children. Child sacrifice was universal among all of the peoples of the Middle East. And it was on the hilltops and the high places that these sacrifices were made. Abraham must have seen what was going on in light of religion as he knew it. Abraham didn't have the law of Moses before him. He had never heard of the prophets. Abraham was the first Jew. So he trudged to the top of the mountain, thinking in terms of what he did know about worship and religious drama. Abraham was resigned, frustrated. His God seemed no different from all the others. All gods must be alike, Abraham would have thought. They all ultimately want us to sacrifice our children to them. What is important here, though, is not what Abraham did, but what God did, and what he did at just the right moment. For at just the right moment, God intervened. He interrupted. He did something new. God changed history and gave Abraham and you and me a new and different understanding of what a God can be. Abraham made a surprising discovery that day. He discovered that God cared for him. And more than that, in this moment, Abraham discovered that God cared for those whom he loved. Abraham learned there on Mount Moriah that the sacrifice which our God wants is not the sacrifice of human life or even the sacrifice of animals on the altar, but the sacrifice which is most pleasing to our God is the sacrifice of our lives, our faith, and our gratitude. He wants our hearts.